Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
All right, so, folks, this they're mocking you at this point. So we're watching congressmen in this area, Jeff Duncan now and William Timmons, say, yeah, we after, you know, for Duncan, it was after January 6th, he started getting selected for pat downs. Come on, they're members of Congress. I mean, I don't they should get them if we do, but come on, 6 times in 6 months. And Timmons finally went, you know, this is enough, and he complained to upper management. By the way, he wanted you to know the TSA told him no, he had to submit to the pat down, which was a very invasive crotch one. But, folks, this is designed to humiliate. This is the left doing this. And that he actually found out from a higher up, no, that you there is another way that they can search you. You do not have to submit to the pat down. So I'm glad I know that. I won't have it again. Because it is, it's humiliating. They make you feel like the kind of terrorist that the same Department of Homeland Security allows to fly, as was documented earlier this week. I still am not over that. You come in, the Border Patrol, illegally, the Border Patrol suggests, you know, believes you're a terrorist on the terror watch list, but they can't confirm it, so we let you go. Well, no, you hold them. You hold them till you figure out, well, we gave them the benefit of the doubt. And he went on a what? Yeah, a plane. Domestic flight? Yeah, sure. Bet he didn't get the pat down that Representatives Duncan and Timmons and myself have gotten. I bet he didn't get the Presley Stutz pat down. Okay, meanwhile, House Republicans are seriously planning to send $300 million to the border. Ha! No, Ukraine. For Border Guard. For Border Patrol. While America is being invaded by 8 million illegals. And that, no, that isn't even the most outrageous part. No, no, no. Oh, it gets so much worse than that. Because guess what? The Gaza aid is back. This is the rape reward, is what this is. Mike Johnson has refused to give border security to Americans in this, I mean real border security, not the fake stuff the Democrats want, where they're like, yeah, give us more border agents so we can put terrorists on planes faster. No, real border agents to repel. Guess who gets money in this bill? The terrorists. Yeah, terrorist funding. Gaza. Folks, I keep telling you this. If you are so fortunate as to become our enemy, you have hit the freaking jackpot. Because to make it fair, we will fund you. Gaza is a terrorist state. Gaza is not a country or a place, more like a place, with a terrorist group that happened to slaughter 1,400 innocent Jewish people for being Jewish because they were civilians. Children, women. No, 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 no. Gaza is a place run by terrorists. The people of Gaza elected them after Israel gave them Gaza. It is not an open-air prison. When somebody gives you a piece of land and says, here, take it, take the businesses on it. We'll even dig up our dead our dead ancestors. You can even have our graveyards. And you go, you know what? We're going to use this land to plot mass murder, and then you go mass murder somebody. Should you be rewarded for that? Well, they're about to be. $5.655 billion. You know what that is right there? That's roughly half the cost of Trump's wall. That pretty much finished Trump's wall. Remember, we were told that was just too much money. I mean, it was too much. It was so expensive. But we can give it to terrorists because you cannot give that money to the people of Gaza without giving it to the Gazan government, who are elected terrorists. Hamas is a terror group. They were elected by the people. They have 70% support of the people in most recent polling. And guess what? Nothing gets in or out of there without Hamas support. So what? This is to allow the terrorists who burnt men, women, and children, families alive. You should read the New York Times article on this. Women, while they were being raped, if they moved, they were stabbed as punishment. You know how hard it is to not move if you're being raped and stabbed? What's that worth? Let's see, Mike Johnson. $5,655,000,000 printed dollars. Maybe some real ones too. Who knows? Literally as the very scary warning came in yesterday from Bloomberg, they're reporting the International Monetary Fund is warning the U.S. We're going to have to stop printing and borrowing. We can't print and borrow to give terrorists money anymore. We can't do that. Here's Senator Tom Cotton warning why we don't give aid to Gaza. We don't say, oh, humanitarian. Oh, poor thing. They wouldn't get the money if they didn't burn people alive, rape them, and murder them. Have we already forgotten the women's naked bodies dragged through the streets after God knows what was done to them? Guess we have. Call Mike Johnson's office. See if they can explain. Here's Senator Tom Cotton. And here you go. Senator Tom Cotton explaining why this is a disaster. This is from a few months ago when this was floated.
Are you in favor of finding a way to get humanitarian aid into Gaza now or not?
No, humanitarian aid under the present circumstances is really just a euphemism for resupply of Hamas terrorists. To me, the surprising thing is not that Israel cut water and power to Gaza, it's that Israel ever provided water and power to Gaza in the first place. Again, we didn't provide humanitarian aid to Japanese or the Germans in World War II. We didn't pay Al-Qaeda's electricity bill after 9/11. We shouldn't expect Israel to do these things either. Why is Hamas so desperate for water and power? It's because their tunnel network depends on electricity for ventilation and water to keep their terrorist fighters ready to rumble. And we're trying to smoke, or Israel's trying to smoke them out of those tunnels. So I do not think that we should be calling for Israel to bend over backwards to allow humanitarian aid to enter that country. Look, Hamas has governed Gaza for 17 years now. They could have spent all those tens of billions of dollars they got in international aid on power plants, water plants, and food. They instead spent it on missiles and tunnels. And now there's consequences to that.
These are hard things. You're a dad, and I know you've got a big heart.
Folks, nobody would be talking about almost $6 billion for Gaza if they hadn't raped and murdered women and burnt children alive. Wouldn't even be talking about it. This is a reward. There is no other way they will see this. There isn't. Meanwhile, what is the total cost of Trump's wall? $11 billion. This amount of money that we will be given Hamas, because you can't give it to Gaza any other way. Hamas, the terrorist group, is the elected government of Gaza because they love Hamas. Let's not kid ourselves. They're all in it together. We could take the Democrats screamed about finishing this wall. Oh, too much money. Half the price of the wall, $6 billion, basically, is going to Hamas.
There's no words.
Again, Texter writes, Mike Johnson needs to be sat down and made the view the Hamas videos made while murdering the Jews. They're horrific. And this stuff's indisputable, folks. The New York Times has even reported it. There's no disputing this. Texter writes, I was right. Texter writes, what would the Democrats do instead of $6 billion? They would codify so much before the election, it would be undoable after the election. Texter writes, Tara, seems like the momentum is increasing. This is the home stretch of the American color revolution. Obama, Hillary, etc. Texter writes, if the Democrats get control of the House and the Senate before the election, what do you think they will do? Well, they're about to, because Republicans are so weak-willed that they keep being bought off and they resign and resign and resign. Mike Johnson's just a few days away from having only a one-vote margin because the other 7-8 votes just gave up and resigned. So from now on, I mean, I don't even think when we win in the House, we're going to get to win. I think the Democrats will just come in, pay them all off, and the rhinos will resign. The good news is we get rid of the rhinos. So there's that.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.